Well, the last speaker on the panel, George Zimmer, who's going to come up. You know, we wouldn't have Prop 215. We wouldn't have legalized medical marijuana without George Zimmer. He teaches business at Stanford. So every time he comes around, I open my notebook and start taking notes. So he really needs no introduction. But let's hear it for George Zimmer.
Rest in peace, Justice Scalia. You know, I think that part of adult responsible use is that we should probably learn not to speak ill of the dead, even when we're not good friends. Starting right now with my remarks.
No time like the present.
So it's been a long journey for people from my generation. This battle has been going on for at least 40 years actively in my adult lifetime. And as we heard from the former Surgeon General, it's been going on for over a century. So let's not blow it now, you know. I mean, let's put aside the differences, including the differences that I have and why I'm not actually on this panel, because I haven't had the time to read the initiative and really stay as current as I might have. But yet I recognize there's an opportunity here, and I just want to make a couple of observations. Number one, Sunshine, what I think you were speaking to is really what I think can become the most important part of legalizing marijuana in California, which is changing an entire civilization, ours here in California, from one of not trusting the police, the laws, and the criminal justice system to one where people grow up saying, you know, it makes sense. The whole thing makes sense. And where the police are no longer selectively prosecuting people of color, long-haired people, or just people they don't like. I mean, I think that that really is as important as the basic legalization issue, that it does suggest on a large scale that there may be an opportunity to get President Sanders or President Clinton to understand that this is a lot bigger than just people who want to smoke pot. The promise of marijuana going back to the 60s was it was going to be part of the evolution of society. What's happened in the 50 years is incredibly an increase in the economic inequality. I mean, if you had suggested that during the demonstrations in the 60s, people would have suggested you were smoking pot. It was impossible that that could have unfolded, but yet that's exactly what has. So I just want to leave everybody with this idea that as we are on the threshold of legalizing in the largest state in the United States, this can be an opportunity for marijuana to fulfill its true destiny, to soften society, to lower medical expenses, and to make it more likely to pass a joint rather than, or a pipe, rather than to yell or punch somebody in the face, which is what it was all about 50 years ago. I'm supporting this election, this referendum.